details.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
ICBM test. New Jersey back in business. I'm Elliot Francis. China has called for calm after North Korea launched what they claim is a missile capable of reaching the U.S. More from correspondent Paula Hancock.
North Korea has claimed it had a successful test of an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile. There was an announcement they triumphantly by a news anchor said that it was called the Hwasong-14. They say that the order for this test came directly from the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and he was at the test site as well when it was tested.
The state of New Jersey back online after Governor Chris Christie signed a $34 billion budget deal, ending a three-day government shutdown. Here's the governor.
I'm very pleased that both the speaker and the Senate president have reached an agreement which will result in the legislature fulfilling their obligation to deliver a budget to the governor. I'm saddened that it's 3 days late.
The action brings to close the first government shutdown in that state since 2006. Venus Williams broke down Monday after a first-round victory at Wimbledon when asked about the fatal car accident she was involved in last month. Correspondent Christina McFarlane was there.
We weren't sure what to expect coming into the fortnight from the five-time Wimbledon champion. Venus Williams has kept a low profile ahead of Wimbledon following the events of mid-June in Florida when she was involved in a car crash that led to the death of a 78-year-old man.
There are really no words to describe like how devastating and... yeah, I'm completely speechless and it's just...
Venus Williams is expected to play her next round here at the All England Club on Wednesday. And despite the turmoil of the opening day, she remains one of the favourites to do well here. Christina McFarlane, Wimbledon.
Car makers have posted their fourth straight month of lower sales. Sales at General Motors and Ford fell 5% in June, 7% at Chrysler. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning and happy 4th of July. I'm Bill Thompson. An accident involving a gas grill on a wooden deck is being blamed for starting a townhouse fire in Gaithersburg last night. One person was hurt in that fire on Bluebird Terrace. More than 80 Montgomery County firefighters were called in to put out the fire that has displaced several families. Some folks will be driving back from their long weekend at the beach today. Charlie Gishler with Maryland State Highways has advice.
The later you can leave, the better. You know, they say, you know, leave early, stay late. You know, if you could stay a little bit later, that would help try to deal with some of that congestion, the major wave that's going to be coming from the east toward the west, you know, where a lot of folks started off and kicked off their vacation.
And to help speed things along for returning vacationers, Maryland officials are suspending non-emergency roadwork until tomorrow. One D.C. historian is looking for some help. There was a replica of the Liberty Bell outside the Wilson Building for decades, but one day it vanished.
It shouldn't be too hard to spot, says D.C. Council historian Josh Gibson.
It weighs 2,000 pounds. It's made of, I think, solid brass, and it looks like the Liberty Bell.
The bell was given to D.C. as a gift from the federal government in 1950. It sat outside the district building till 1980, when it was moved to storage, along with some other monuments, so Pennsylvania Avenue could be rebuilt.
Four of them moved, and three of them came back, and the one that didn't come back was the Liberty Bell.
Gibson's looking for photos, stories, anything that could lead to the bell. Some have told him it was probably scrapped.
When they got to the scrapyard, somebody would have had to have said, I'm not melting down the Liberty Bell.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the markets are closed today for the holiday. The Dow will open the day tomorrow at 21,479, the NASDAQ at 61,10. Sports, the Mets tie the game in the top of the ninth, but the Nationals win it in the bottom of the ninth. The Orioles lose to Milwaukee, and Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic both see first-round action today at Wimbledon. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options that can be done in a single pain-free visit. What are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry to perform your procedure? I have over three decades of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training, and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. It's time for you to smile easy. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. We have an issue in Beltsville, Baltimore Avenue between Naples Avenue and Odell Road. The road is closed because of an accident involving a train. This report sponsored by the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. As far as 95 is concerned, on this 4th of July, northbound between 17 and Quantico, no serious delays, about a 15-minute trip. That is the norm. 66 westbound from the Beltway to the Fairfax County Parkway. Everything moving along here as well, too. And George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to 395, no issues. 270 southbound between 109 and the local lane split, a 23-minute travel time. Mass Transit, no serious delays here. Attention, diabetics with insurance. You may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 1-800-808-5181. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun and hot again today. Scattered showers and storms possible for us here this afternoon into this evening. High around 90, 73 tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms again Wednesday. Highs tomorrow, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Springfield, 68 in Frederick, 73 degrees in Washington. North Korea claims to have conducted its first successful test of a long-range missile that it says can reach anywhere in the world. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
506 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. Vince and Mary have the day off. Good morning to you. It is your July 4th of 2017. Lots of fireworks tonight. Lots of fireworks, of course, as always, inside the Beltway. We have all the stories for you here on this July 4th, again, of 2017. Well, we have a new poll out that is bad news for President Trump, really bad news for the media. Also, a really interesting story about Major League Baseball and a challenge they are having regarding social media accusations of domestic violence. But this isn't just a social media story about baseball and professional baseball. It's something that we all deal with. And so I'm going to get into that as well as the morning continues on. But first of all, let me go through this particular poll, because I think this is really interesting. 6 in 10 Americans say they do not trust the Trump administration, but Congress and the media have even worse numbers, and pretty much nobody trusts opinion polls. Now, this is, of course, on the backdrop of the huge media storm between President Trump and the mainstream media. Certainly CNN, we know all about the tweets from President Trump over the last week or so, but the Marist NPR poll found that, yes, 61% of Americans do not trust the Trump administration. But that number, 68% of folks here in America do not trust Congress and the media. And so let me tell you something. When you look at what's going on with the mainstream media and when you look at what's going on with President Trump, I think both of those, the Trump administration and the mainstream media, they're both benefiting in a way from this particular fight that they're involved in, but it's not doing anything for trust. I think what's happening, and I think what we're seeing, is the fact that people are looking at this and looking what's going on in the media, and it's almost, I hate to say it like this, but it's almost like a car crash or a train wreck. You just can't help but look. You can't help but watch, and even though it doesn't mean that you trust them anymore, for a lot of folks, it is incredibly entertaining. Now, the truth of the matter is, and this was out of the Hill, the media is, and the headline is, they're reaping huge dividends from the attacks from President Trump. Cable news outlets are pulling huge ratings, and reporters are becoming overnight celebrities as the attacks between President Trump and the media enters, as they say, strange new territory. Now, you got got to realize, and this is something that I'm sure a lot of folks have been pointing out here on WMAL over the last couple of days, and that is the fact that Morning Joe, you've got Joe Scarborough, and you've got Mika as well, and they have about, what, a million or so viewers on MSNBC and Morning Joe. The president made them absolutely more relevant than, frankly, they deserve. And so when you look at the fact that the president is driving viewers to not only MSNBC, but also CNN as well, again, because you're looking at the train wreck, you're looking at the car crash, their ratings are up immensely. Now, there is what I thought was a great exchange between Allison Camerota there on CNN and also Republican Scott Taylor, and he really went, to me, on the offensive, because one of the knocks against CNN, of course, is that they have been so hyper-focused on all of these accusations of collusion between the Trump administration and, yes, the Russians. And so he finally got kind of sick and tired of it, and he was imploring Allison Camerota and all you folks at CNN, instead of talking about collusion, talk about real news. Here's just a little bit of that exchange between Allison Camerota and Scott Taylor.
You got a lot of other things to cover.
I agree. We would love to be able to move on. We wish the president would talk about substance. We wish that the press briefings
were. Well, I thought we were going to come on here and talk about the South China Sea, about voter fraud. But here we are talking about the tweets, the whole segment. You're playing right into the political hands.
Mm-hmm. Basically, I wanted to get your opinion on whether or not you thought this was a mistake for the president and whether or not you think that Republican leadership should speak out against it. So answer that and we can move on to voter fraud.
I've already said I'm critical of it.
Do you think that Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell should say something?
I'm critical of it. I don't think it makes sense.
Has the leadership been vocal enough about that?
So as you can hear, that was just a small smidgen of a pretty long conversation, and I would call it a battle, again, between Republican Scott Taylor and CNN's Allison Camerota. And the reason why I think it's getting so heated is because Republicans are realizing that President Trump ultimately is almost in a way distracting from the things that he and they are trying to do. But CNN and MSNBC, they're going to stick with the tweets, and the reason why they're going to stick to covering the tweets is because they are seeing huge rating spikes. And they're talking about how left-leaning MSNBC, they are pulling huge numbers as the only network in open opposition to President Trump, even before the spat on Morning Joe just a few days ago. According to Nielsen's second quarter ratings, MSNBC's total viewers are up 73% year over year, with primetime viewership up 86%, easily making it the fastest growing cable news outlet. So just so you know, when you look at their skyrocketing ratings, if that's what you want to call it, they were really low rated before. So just given the fact that they're up 73%, still means that they're way far behind everybody else, but they are growing. They talk about how anchor Rachel Maddow has become, quote unquote, a cultural icon on the left, while also attracting a younger audience of viewers. MSNBC's share of the coveted 25-54 demographic grew 78% in primetime over last year. Their primetime audience has nearly tripled since the second quarter of 2014. So it's not necessarily all about President Trump, although certainly in the last year or so, they have seen huge gains over at MSNBC. And they talk about how this is all about Donald Trump. It's all about resistance. It's all about opposition. They talk about CNN, meanwhile, is running third in the cable wars. Journalistically, the network has had a rough stretch. We all know the problems that CNN has had. They had to let go of, whether they were fired or they quit, either way, resigned. But we know that they've had a couple of stories that have gone south on them because of, quite frankly, I'm not going to call it bad news. I think it was bad journalism. It wasn't fake news. It was bad journalism. And that has come around to bite CNN in the butt a couple of different times. And this is going to be a big problem for CNN, because I know that the president likes to talk about how CNN is fake news. But what is hurting CNN, and I think this is indicated in the poll that I just read to you a few minutes ago, where Americans aren't necessarily trusting CNN and the mainstream media. When you look at the mistakes that they've been making, the problem is that these are two things. It's journalistic mistakes, and also it is clear that they have it out for President Trump. And we also know through the Project Veritas videotapes that have come out over the last couple of weeks, CNN is also inside the newsroom. The folks there inside the newsroom have been saying, listen, Van Jones, all of the conversations and all of the accusations of Russia and collusion and all that stuff, it's all a big nothing burger. People inside the newsroom are saying that all of these stories about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign, it's all just a bunch of, to quote them, BS. It's all about ratings. And the reason why you have CNN, a lot of these other outlets, focused on the Russian collusion and also focused on all things Donald Trump regarding tweets is, one, yes, President Trump does keep sending out the tweets. But two, it's because that is what is driving ratings. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. It is 5:15. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the fives. Let's say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan, and a happy 4th of July to you. Of course, it is the 4th of July, and we have the Independence Day Parade scheduled at Constitution Avenue. Streets are blocked off in the area, of course, taking place from 11:45 this morning until 2 in the afternoon. On 270 in both directions between the Capitol Beltway and 121, we have HOV restrictions lifted for this holiday. In Beltsville, Baltimore Avenue between Naples Avenue and Odell Road, an accident investigation is ongoing. The road is closed. Springfield, 395 in both directions between 95 and the 14th Street Bridge, HOV restrictions taken out of effect today. And in Dumfries, 95, HOV lanes in both directions between Dumfries and 395, no HOV restrictions today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And we're looking at possible thunderstorms today, a high near 90. Of course, tonight, everybody wants to know, are they going to be able to see the fireworks? Some clouds and possible thunderstorms as well, a high in the mid to upper 70s. And right now, it is 65 degrees in our nation's capital.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Vincent Mary. It is your 4th of July of 2017. One of the things that we always have to remind ourselves on the 4th of July is let's not forget our veterans. And it's been my honor over, I think, the past couple of years now. I've been filling in here on Mornings on the Mall on July 4th weekend. And one of the things that I've always talked about is the fact that our veterans, when they come home from war, when they come home from battle, and this has been a controversy over the last couple of years, because they're having trouble dealing with the fireworks. You've probably heard these stories before, where when the fireworks go off, when the bottle rockets go off, and a lot of these pops, and I know a lot of folks, as you know, will fire guns as well on the 4th of July, whether it's legal or not, and what that's doing is that's triggering episodes for these veterans that have PTSD and also a TBI, traumatic brain injury. And so what we're finding now is a lot of these veterans, when they come home, because of the disaster that is the VA and because of the fact that they just can't get the help that they need, on the 4th of July, they have a hard time coping. They have a hard time getting through the evening with all of the fireworks because it will trigger some sort of an episode in them. And oftentimes, and I spoke to a veteran the other day, and it was really heartbreaking, as a matter of fact, because I'd mentioned this, and he called up my radio show. You can find out more about me on the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page. And he said that he was really having a hard time because of the fact that he put this sign out on his front lawn. And the sign basically said, listen, a veteran lives here with traumatic brain injury, with PTSD. So please be respectful and light off your fireworks someplace else. Light off your fireworks maybe down the street. And it was really heartbreaking. because his entire block was now engulfed in this controversy because there was, of course, some malcontents there on his block. And instead of going down the street to light out the fireworks, they decided, in response to his sign, they decided that they were going to light fireworks literally right in front of his home. And so then they were having all of these different fights with the neighbors, and you've got all these malcontents, and it's neighbor against neighbor. And it is kind of heartbreaking. Not kind of, it is heartbreaking on a number of different incidents, on a number of different levels, because when you look at all that our veterans have done for us, and then you look at the fact that there are people, and again, I'm going to keep calling them malcontents. You have these malcontents that refuse to respect what these veterans have gone through and what these veterans are going through related to their PTSD, related to their TBI, and the fact that they cannot get the help that they need and the help that they deserve, and the fact that they don't care about that. As a matter of fact, they would antagonize these veterans. It is absolutely heartbreaking. So as you're out and about tonight, and as you're lighting off fireworks or doing whatever you do for the 4th of July, just remember the veterans and how they do have a hard time getting through the 4th of July. And so if you see a veteran, you might want to just say, like I do every single year whenever I see a veteran, as often as I can, say thank you for your service, and hopefully they'll be able to get through today and tonight. One of the things that I thought was really interesting over the last couple of days, I think it was in the Washington Post, and there was a whole story, and I'm going to get into the details of this story coming up, but it's a conversation about these therapy dogs. Maybe you saw it, and the fact that there is a new study, or a couple of different studies now, and what the studies are showing is that these therapy dogs are not necessarily doing as much as they thought these therapy dogs were doing, not for the veterans. I think that what's happened, and I'll get into this in more detail coming up, but there's two types of therapy dogs, right? You've got the therapy dogs for the veterans, and I do believe that those therapy dogs do a lot of good for the veterans. But then over the last couple of years, everybody else has sort of glommed on to this whole concept of therapy pets, therapy animals, and therapy dogs. Well, the research is now showing that those therapy dogs may not be doing as much good for those other people, those other than veterans. I'll get into that story because it's actually kind of funny, and that is coming up. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vincent Mary, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Tired of making endless high mortgage payments? Listen up. You may be able to save thousands. Some have even saved tens of thousands. Now is the time for WMAL listeners to call Network Capital Funding Corporation. Their rates are near historic lows, so you can lower your rate, reduce your term, drop the mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, or even use your home equity to purchase investment properties. Network Capital is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. Take advantage of their special offer of a 10-year fixed rate of 2.75% for the 2.99% APR. That's right. The rate is 2.75% with an APR of 2.99%. Call now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital is featured on the Mortgage Radio Show, heard here Saturdays at 1 p.m. Call 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label, protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
525 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. In Beltsville, Baltimore Avenue, between Naples Avenue and Garrett Avenue, accident investigators are on the scene. The road is closed. There's been an accident involving an SUV and a train. 66 westbound at 123, there's a crash, reducing to one lane the road. The right lane is open, the other's not. And Potomac River Road between Beale Mountain Road and Lake Potomac Drive, a downed tree has closed the road east of Stony Creek. And we have some HOV lane restrictions lifted in Dumfries and Springfield. As for mass transit, Metro's yellow line between Huntington and Mount Vernon Square. Beginning at about 6 o'clock this morning, trains will operate between Huntington and Mount Vernon Square only. Passengers traveling to and from stations north of Mount Vernon Square should use a Green Line train to complete their trip. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun and hot again today. Scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms. Temperatures up around 90, low 70s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 78 degrees in our nation's capital. Dan Mandeson for Vince and Mary on your July 4th of 2017. Good morning to you. Therapy animals are everywhere, but is there proof that they are actually helping? Now, as I said before, the traffic and weather, there's two types of folks that use therapy animals. You do have your veterans, and I was talking a little bit before the breaks about how the veterans have a hard time getting through the 4th of July. So the veterans certainly do need their therapy animals, and that, to me anyway, is a proven fact. But what about all the people that have to bring, say, for example, a donkey? Say, for example, these are serious therapy animals. Folks, donkeys or llamas or tarantulas or snakes. I'm going to get into this more after the news at the bottom of the hour. But the more that we see that people are glomming onto this concept of therapy animals, the more that psychologists and researchers are finding out that these therapy animals are not necessarily doing anybody any good. They may have some use in the short term, but for the long term, as it turns out, the research is showing that, one, there has not necessarily been a lot of research on whether or not these therapy animals are actually helping folks. But the other thing is that they're saying that it's doing the exact opposite, that these therapy animals, whether it's a pig on an airplane or a snake on a bus, and I've got examples of both, they're actually doing more harm than good. So we'll get into that story and a whole lot more. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office. At 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters' experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
This morning is on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. Coming up, what should you do if you are accused on social media of domestic violence, and what should your employer do? And therapy animals in the news, all of those stories and a whole lot more straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning and happy 4th of July. I'm Bill Thompson. North Korea is claiming to have successfully tested its first intercontinental ballistic missile.
We did see on North Korean television a photo of the North Korean leader signing something. We assume that was the test order. This is something that we have seen North Korea do in the past as well, and then showing an image of his signature.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's President Trump is responding to the news from North Korea by calling on China to, quote, put a heavy move on Pyongyang and end this nonsense once and for all. And on Twitter, Mr. Trump criticized Kim Jong-un, asking, quote, does this guy have anything better to do with his life? One person was killed early this morning when a CSX train hit a vehicle that was on the tracks in Beltsville. Police are still trying to figure out exactly what happened in that accident in the 11,500 block of Route 1 in Beltsville. One person was hurt in a townhouse fire in Gaithersburg last night that may have started with a mishap of some kind involving a gas grill out on the deck. Several families were displaced by that fire on Bluebird Terrace. Washingtonians always look forward to the 4th of July fireworks on the National Mall, while in New York, they await the Macy's July 4th fireworks show. Gary Souza's the designer.
You know, you only have so much real estate on a barge, so how do you make it bigger and better every year? Well, what we've had to do is take the aerial shells, and some of them will now change their effect up to 11 times.
Wow.
It bursting on the way up, 4 or 5 different bursts, bursting within the in the sky, changing colors.
Back here in Washington, President Trump is observing his first Independence Day in office by hosting a White House picnic for military families before the fireworks. Oh, and a law passed over 10 years ago in response to funeral demonstrations by the Westboro Baptist Church means you cannot take an American flag to Arlington National Cemetery today. The law bans the display of, quote, any placard, banner, flag, or similar device in the cemetery. The Washington Post reports the obscure law has surprised and upset many cemetery visitors. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 21,479, the Nasdaq at 61,10. Sports, Ryan Rayburn's RBI single in the bottom of the ninth wins it for the Nationals. The Orioles lose to Milwaukee, and at Wimbledon, Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic will play first-round matches in center court today. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes that you never expected, forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours, and even pay higher Medicare premiums. Ultimately, it could cost you thousands of dollars every single year. But you could avoid this worst-case scenario with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. These guys know Social Security. Their analysis is quick and it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime.
If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your customized analysis right now at 202-759-2323. This is serious money. Thousands of dollars are at stake. So call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
EMP 180 Weight Loss is more than about losing weight. It's about keeping the weight off. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I lost 37 pounds, and it's been 9 weeks now since hitting my ideal empowered weight, and my weight hasn't budged since graduating. It's about changing your body composition. That's a magical thing. I'm just living, breathing proof of that. Your body choosing to burn fat, I'm at a loss for words. Here, imagine losing fat while you're sleeping. That's right, going to bed and knowing I'm going to lose me some fat, and that's what happens. But it's more than that. It's also life improvement. It's life prep. I can move my body in ways I haven't been able to move in years. Do you feel trapped? Sometimes you can't do the things you want to do or look or dress the way you want to. Free yourself. Get healthy. EMP 180 will create a plan in conjunction with you. High-tech, easy to follow with weekly support. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss today. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation right now.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. The Metro Yellow Line, beginning about 6 o'clock this evening, trains will operate between Huntington and Mount Vernon Square only. Passengers traveling to and from stations north of the Mount Vernon Square should use a Green Line train to complete their journey. This report sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. In Beltsville, Baltimore Avenue, between Naples Avenue and Garrett, an accident investigation is ongoing. The road is closed. 270 in both directions between the Beltway and 121. Be advised, HOV restrictions have been lifted today. 66 westbound at 123, there's an accident, reducing the road to one lane. The right lane only is open. River Road between Beale Mountain Road and Lake Potomac Drive in Potomac. A downed tree has closed the road. No problems on the outer loop or the inner loop of the Capital Beltway. Attention, diabetics with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 1-800-808-5181. That's 1-800-808-5181. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible for us here this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, mix of clouds and sun and hot again today. High around 90, 73 tonight. Scattered showers and storms in the forecast both Wednesday and Thursday, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Alexandria, 71 in La Plata, 76 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Yeah, I don't know about you, but watching the headlines, I could use a therapy animal. My name is Dan Mandis, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall in for Vince and Mary, and a happy 4th of July to you. The big question is, though, do therapy animals do any good? Washington Post had what I thought was a really interesting story. Now, just so you know, I'm a big supporter of the veterans, and I feel like whatever the veterans need, therapy animals, whatever it is, the veterans need what they need to get better, because as we all know, they're afflicted with PTSD and TBI and all kinds of stuff. And so it is my belief, and I believe that also the research will show that if you are a veteran, those therapy animals really do a lot of good. But what if you're not a veteran? And so the Post did a story about whether or not these therapy animals are actually doing people any good. I mean, we've seen these therapy animals in the past. I was at a wacky radio remote the other day. I kid you not. You know, there's some come on out and have hamburgers and hot dogs that have got a great sale going on. It's just one of those kinds of things. And I was the goofy radio personality that was out there. Some dude walks up to me and he's got a snake. Kind of freaked me out a little bit. And I said, okay, so why exactly is it that you're carrying a snake? He did. He said it was his therapy snake. And I said, okay, well, back up a little bit because I don't need your snake around me. I don't care if it's for your therapy. It's freaking me out. But he said it helped him a lot. The San Francisco airport now employs a pig to calm frazzled travelers. And, of course, we all know the universities nationwide are now bringing dogs and even a donkey onto campus to soothe students during finals. And they talk about llamas comforting hospital patients and dogs helping out at disaster sites. It goes on and on. Horses, by the way, the Post points out, I didn't know this, and I don't even know if I want to know the details. Horses are used to treat sex addiction as well, and they even have ducks on planes these days. So I guess the interesting thing is a couple things. One is, if you head on out to the airport and you've taken off your belt, you've pulled out your computer, and you've taken off your shoes, and you've gone through all of the various security measures and so forth, and then your plane is late or your flight is canceled, the question is a duck really going to be able to help you? Is a pig really going to help you at the San Francisco airport? So when you think about how ridiculous this whole therapy animal trend has been, it does seem actually pretty lame. And now what they're finding is that they're really not even sure if this is working, according to a lot of researchers who are now saying that the research remains in its infancy. And they also talk about a murky body of evidence that sometimes has shown positive short-term effects, but they've often found no effect and occasionally identified higher rates of stress if you are somebody that is utilizing these therapy animals. I would think that a part of that is because if you're using a therapy animal, say, for example, if you're one of these safe space-seeking college students, right, and in your safe space you have, say, for example, a pig, or you have a llama, or a duck, or whatever it is that you have in your safe space as a therapy animal. Well, to me, what you're doing is you're not dealing with whatever it is that your main anxiety driver or your main stressor. You're just hugging your duck or your pig or your dog or whatever it is, but you're never really dealing with whatever your stressor is. One of the things, and they talk about this in the Post article, universities nationwide are bringing dogs and, yes, a donkey onto campus to soothe students during finals. You know what I have found has been very therapeutic during finals time? Is being ready for finals. That's what I find therapeutic. And so I wonder if part of this whole trend utilizing therapy animals is it's just an excuse for people not to deal with whatever is stressing them out. And so the Post article goes on to talk about how they need to continue doing research. They say in 2012, the Department of Veterans Affairs said it would not cover costs of service dogs for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, citing a, quote, lack of evidence to support a finding of mental health service dogs. Now, the department is in the midst of a multi-year study on the topic, which could lead to government funding for these particular dogs. Now, it's always interesting when we talk about research because everybody has some sort of a study. I have seen research that shows that these therapy dogs really do help veterans in need. But as I've just been pointing out, there's other research that will show that therapy animals for other folks is not necessarily helpful. And one of the things that they talk about is how it's these therapy animals can backfire and even cause more stress. And I do think that part of what causes more stress with these therapy animals is, say, for example, my reaction when I was out at that wacky car dealership remote last weekend where the dude brought a therapy snake, because it did freak me out. You know, you got some guy walking up to me, a complete stranger, asking me if I want to touch a snake. It was a little odd. It really was. And that, yes, that actually did happen. And so I think what happens is it does cause more stress for people who are not holding or not dealing with the therapy animal itself. And so that, of course, causes all kinds of problems. We also know on airplanes and buses, when you have these therapy animals, they have to go to the bathroom at some point. And that also causes all kinds of stress. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vince and Mary here on your 4th of July of 2017 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. NATO will continue to support Afghanistan through thick and thin, the alliance's secretary general said in Brussels last week. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg told reporters at the conclusion of the defense ministerial that the alliance will continue its support to Afghanistan through 2017 and beyond, and that more troops will be sent to the nation for the Resolute Support Mission. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just like we've done for thousands of people just like you. Just call 888-PLAN-RIC, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
545 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a happy 4th of July to you. By the way, snakes freak me out as well. In Beltsville, Baltimore Avenue, between Naples Avenue and Garrett, there is an accident investigation ongoing, so the road is closed. Westbound 66 at 123, there's a crash. Reduced the lane to one lane. Now the road is reduced to one lane. Police are on the scene. Only the right lane is open. As for 270 southbound between 121 and the Beltway, no serious delays. The Beltway itself looks pretty good. The Interloop, the Outer Loop, the Anacostia Freeway, northbound and southbound, no serious delays here. As for some events today on this 4th of July, at the Constitution Avenue, the National Independence Day Parade, streets are blocked off in the area. And as far as mass transit is concerned, on Metro's Yellow Line, beginning at about 6 o'clock this evening, trains will operate between Huntington and Mount Vernon Square only. Passengers traveling to and from stations north of Mount Vernon Square will be able to use a Green Line train to complete their trip. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun and hot again today. Scattered showers and storms possible for us here this afternoon into this evening. High around 90, 73 tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms again Wednesday. Highs tomorrow, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Vincent Mary. Appreciate you being here. So what do you do if you are accused on social media of domestic violence and you're a celebrity? Well, that's happened now to a couple of different baseball players. New York Times, I thought, did an adequate job of talking about the problems when this kind of thing arises and what Major League Baseball is going through. They've got two players right now, one guy by the name of Derek Norris, who played for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays this season. He was accused on social media by his former fiance, Kristen Eck, that he physically and verbally assaulted her in 2015 on Instagram. It also happened to a guy named Addison Russell. He plays shortstop for the Chicago Cubs. And in his case, his wife Melissa wrote on Instagram that Russell had cheated on her. And then a friend of Melissa Russell's posted that Addison Russell had hit his wife in front of his two young children. Now, here's the problem with this, and certainly I'm not condoning a domestic
domestic violence, and I'm certainly not condoning cheating as well. But you also have to look at this as a situation where if you're Major League Baseball and if you're these baseball players, how do you possibly defend yourself? This is on social media. It's like a vast wasteland when it comes to these kinds of accusations. Because here you are, a Major League Baseball player. You no doubt have some sort of a morals clause in your contract, and you've got, without a shred of evidence or a shred of proof, you've got these women formerly that were in your life, and they're getting on social media and accusing you of horrific things. And what do? To defend yourself. And so Major League Baseball is now trying to figure out, okay, so what do we do here? I mean, there is no police investigation that they know of. I mean, one of these with the ex of Derek Norris, these are accusations from 2015. So while on the one hand, I would never condone domestic violence, and certainly nobody does, but on the other hand, you've got to look at the fairness of this whole thing, because these are guys that are Major League Baseball players, and they could literally lose their entire careers on these accusations of domestic violence on social media. We're not talking about police reports. We're not talking about having photographs. We are talking about simply accusations that are being made on social media, which, as we all know, and if you know anything about social media, you know that people can get on Twitter, people can get on Facebook, people can get on Instagram, and they can make all kinds of accusations, and they don't have to have any proof. Yet the victim in this case, if you want to talk about who the victim is and who the perpetrator is, in this case, to me, the victims are the ones who are being accused of being the perpetrators, because there is no proof. But on the other side of the coin, you can also say, well, yeah, but the people who are victims of these guys who supposedly physically and verbally abused them, cheated, and all these other things, well, shouldn't they have a voice as well? And I would say that, yes, absolutely, they should have a voice, but they also need to have some proof to back up these claims. And so now Major League Baseball is trying to figure out what to do. Do you suspend these guys? Do you fine them? Do you suspend them with or without pay because of these, I would say, baseless accusations? You know, it's one thing to have, say, for example, a photograph of a black eye or something else, but if there's simply no proof, then you have to say, well, let's be fair here to the people who are being accused. By the way, the woman who accused Derek Norris, Kristen Eck, she is not responding to requests for interviews, but she has been cooperating with Major League Baseball investigators. But the woman in Russell's case, she is not. So what do you do if you're Major League Baseball, and what do you do if you are these guys who are being accused of verbally and physically assaulting these women? My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It's time for Rush.
My friends, the picture looks grim for the big film studios. The Wall Street Journal says this year's Oscars took place during one of the gloomiest times for the movie industry in recent memory. Paramount lost almost $500 million last year. Sony wrote off almost $1 billion. None of the movies up for Best Picture made $100 million. That's considered the break-even point for major movies. According to a survey by The Hollywood Reporter, 60% of you could not name a single movie nominated for Best Picture. Now, the Journal lists some reasons for all this. One, fewer people go to the movies because of Netflix, HBO, and other ways of watching. Two, lack of originality. Most big studio movies are based on comic books, best-selling novels, or old franchises like Star Wars. And three, big stars, sky-high pay is hurting the bottom line. Now, these explanations make sense as far as they go, but the Journal leaves out a big reason that big movie is laying an egg, and that's politics. The endless tirades from hardcore liberal actors have turned off millions of their former customers. Hollywood is totally disconnected from much of its audience, and with so many stars suffering Trump derangement syndrome, that's not going to get better anytime soon. Liberalism is why so many Americans think that Hollywood values just aren't worth paying to see. Who wants to be insulted and slapped in the face
3 straight hours.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
You've heard the old saying, you get what you pay for. Well, it's certainly true for tractors, folks. Some companies think you'll buy a tractor just for the paint color. Maybe a phony low price. Mahindra wants you to read the fine print. You'll see that no one has a better warranty than Mahindra's 7-year limited powertrain warranty. Only Mahindra has MCRD engine technology for lower operating costs, better fuel efficiency, and hassle-free maintenance. Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles come standard 25% more legroom and a full 3-year warranty. That's 6 times longer than the other guys. So get your work done, America, with a Mahindra, the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth. Learn about Mahindra's financing and low monthly payments at MahindraUSA.com, the world's number one selling tractor.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit cecilstractors.com. That's cecilstractors.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
5:55 on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dan. Good morning to you in Beltsville. We're still dealing with a crash blocking in Baltimore Avenue, on Baltimore Avenue, between Naples Avenue and Garrett Avenue. It's a road closure caused by an accident involving an SUV and a train. River Road in Potomac between Beale Mountain Road and Lake Potomac Drive is closed by a downed tree. There's a crash on Route 50 eastbound at Queen Anne's Highway blocking all lanes. No issues on the outer loop or the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, 395 in both directions looking well. And, of course, this mass transit note, Metro's Yellow Line, beginning at about 6 o'clock this evening, will operate between Huntington and Mount Vernon Square only. If you're traveling to and from stations north of Mount Vernon Square at that time, you should use a Green Line train to complete the trip. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible for us here this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, mix of clouds and sun and hot again today. High around 90, 73 tonight. Scattered showers and storms in the forecast both Wednesday and Thursday, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Here right now it is 78 degrees in our nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Boost Mobile.
Switch to Boost and get 2 lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE data per line for only $50. Plus, get up to 2 free LG X-Power phones, all powered by the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Now, here's why this is important.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Appreciate all the knowledge you give me.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Did you know that each year several pounds of dirt, dust, and dander can accumulate in your carpets? Yeah, that's right. I said pounds. Listen, carpets are the largest air filter in your home, and they need to be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So take my advice. Have the pros at Zero Res clean your carpets. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old, dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Stains, pet odors, and allergens will be removed, and a Zero Res clean dries in just a few hours. Stop being embarrassed when friends visit and see or smell your dirt. dirty carpets. No carpets, no problem. Zero Res can also deep clean hardwoods, laminate, tile, and grout surfaces too. Call Zero Res right now and ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time, get 40% off any hard surface cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. ZeroRez.
Are you prepared for 20 to 30 years without a paycheck? Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio, Sunday mornings at 6 with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com, Sunday mornings at 6 here on WMAL.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniker and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile can be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan in for Vince and Mary. It is Mornings on the Mall. The news continues on. Reaction to the story I just covered about how baseball is being challenged by social media accusations of domestic violence with some of their players. That and